go. Okay, so let's try to finish off Nova and begin tonight. Again, if we need a few more minutes Thursday, that we'd only, it would just be a few minutes, but basically we're at the end. So let me just finish up a couple of issues, and of course, as I'm sure you're aware, it's a much, you know, the status of Nova obviously is a massive topic. You know, we've done, I think, a good chunk of the topic, but obviously there's more to talk about. So a few quick points before we get to the other parts. We spent some time yesterday, discussing the question of Toch Zmano. In general, it's going to come up a couple more times, but what is the status of Milva Toch Zmano, and also whether or not there might be even a difference between Toch, a qualitative difference between Toch Shloshim Yom, if that's a kind of a default Shmitas Ksafim, you know, kind of a period, right? And then beyond that, the actual established Zman. To what extent Toch Zmano, is there a chiyuv, a chov, whatever you want to call it? Again, the language means is less significant than the idea that there are different stages or levels of concreteness, both in terms of chovas hagavra and maybe even in terms of the status of the milva itself being what I call commodity like. So, an interesting issue to further explore is a very interesting discussion, touches on a lot of different sugyas in Bambitzia, that is joined here by the Sefer Trumos. And in the Shitas Kamai, again, it's a very, very, very long piece. I don't know if anybody has the Shitas Kamai here. Anybody? No? Yeah? You do? You have it. Okay. Anybody see it? I didn't assign it, but page 145. In the Shitas Kamai. So he quotes there the Sefer Trumos. The Sefer Trumos basically deals with the following issue, and I'm not going to go into any more of the details. What happens if the Lova wants to repay a loan Kodem Zman Hapira? Right? Typically it doesn't happen, right, in the psychology of man. The more typical situation is what the Gemara will talk about in a second, also a couple minutes also, that's ishtamute kam ishtamet, right? People try to delay payment, they procrastinate. It's in the nature of man to procrastinate, and since also time is money when it comes to money, so there's a double, reason that, people are likely, more likely to be ishtamute kam ishtamet than they are to be parei b'toch zmano. In fact, the Gemara at the beginning of Bava Basra, Adaf Hey, has the discussion, what about migu, b'mokom, migu neged chazaka, basically. Like, if you have a migu that you paid back a loan, and, you claim you paid it back, toch zmano. That's because it's chazaka that people don't pay back toch zmano. But that's in a situation where you have a safek and you don't know. What the Sefer Trumos discusses is something a little bit different, but fascinating, and that is, let's say the Lova wants to repay the loan earlier, and the Malva doesn't want to take it from him. There could be all sorts of issues. Right? In one simple sense, I don't want to be responsible for the extra money. I feel more confident that it should remain, in his rishus. So let's say right now my property is particularly vulnerable. Or maybe I don't want to get those assets, returned so quickly because there are other people, who are looking to seize them. Maybe otherwise they wouldn't be Meshubad, or that it's going to turn into Bnei Chori. There can be numerous reasons why a Lova would want to repay, or the Lova, on the other hand, knows that he has, procrastinating tendencies, and this is like, he knows if he doesn't get this money back as soon as possible, it's going to be harder, for him to part with it, or he's going to be tempted, or whatever. It doesn't really matter. Or again, he's about to go abroad and, doesn't want to be responsible, for what happens going forward. There can be numerous reasons, obviously, why a Lova, even though it's atypical, why a Lova would want to return money in advance, and why a Malva wouldn't want it. If the Lova wants to and the Malva doesn't want to, and the Malva wants to accept it, there's no there's no discussion, obviously. Everybody is, you know, happy, and you know, there's no din Torah. But if for some reason the Malva doesn't want it and the Lova wants to return it, can the Lova force upon the Malva the return of this money or not? So the Sefer HaTrumos records a debate on this topic. Anybody have it or not? Just the, yeah, go ahead, Yoni.
From the beginning, or just
the, you know, when he formulates the question. Yeah. Okay. So that's the question that was posed, right? Then he goes on and he does make certain distinctions, like if there are certain objective conditions, this is also very interesting, which really do establish, right, that it is to the detriment of the Malva to get this money back earlier, or that the Lova, you know, is trying to do this, you know, for some harama type reason. So under those conditions, maybe he wouldn't be allowed to prepay. But all things being equal, says the Sefer Trumos, you know, the Lova can return the demand milva before the Zman HaPiro. Anyways, just to make it clear, this is obviously very, you know, related, and the Poskim discusses at length, and everybody agrees with that. This is obviously very related to what we spoke of, and that is, what is the status of a milva, you know, tok zmano? Is it a chov? Is it a chiyuv? Right? You know, what level of bailus does the Malva have, you know, on this, and the Lova in the other direction. Now, of course, in light of what we said yesterday, one might distinguish between Shloshim Yom. He doesn't, say Sefer HaTrumos, but in theory, you might say if Stam Milva Shloshim Yom is not an Umdana, there's a difference between within Shloshim Yom and within a period which was Nikba, you know, Lepiron and Letashlumin, then maybe it would make a difference. Maybe not. Right, maybe whatever you're going to say in both, and whatever, you know, in either direction, but certainly it would be makom lechalik. So that would be very relevant. And of course, that's completely connected to our question, right, whether or not, you know, the factor of the rif, you know, outside of, you know, the hana, maybe including the hana part, but certainly if it wasn't the hana part, whether zman apiron is a factor in milva lahotzah nitna, or the concreteness of the chov. So again, what about tok lamed yom? What about more? How does it connect to these other questions and issues? So that's something to think about. We're not going to pursue it for now. The other thing quickly to mention, before we speak more about Yeshua Zechiris v'tchilo v'yatzov, but is the Gemara that it's come up a couple of times. I just wanted to spend a couple of minutes now discussing it because of our discussion yesterday. Yesterday we you know, broadened our discussion about when hana'a and substance, let's say, you know, are very very much, you know, on the border of each other, when there's an ambiguity, in other words, from one to the other. Right? Yesterday we talked about Tosis in Ksuvis, right, Ayin Dalid, right, who seems to put Hanos, I'm sorry, who seems to put Mechilas Milva with Hanos Mechilas Milva, right, in contrast to, you know, trying to be Mekadesh, you know, or do a Mechira, you know, with the actual money, right? And in that context, we revisited again the question of the, you know, the Tosis Rid question in Rashi is, you know, is there a difference between Mechilas Milva and Hana, although the Tosas Rid is going, right, in the, you know, So again, what we saw is there are different directions, you know, in that issue. The Tosas Rid has two deos, right, says that Rashi's chilik between Mechilas Milva and Mechilas Hanas, and Hanas Mechilas Milva is basically irrelevant, right? Again, there could be other reasons for that, as we talked about. Maybe you're doing two different things, and as long as you're doing two at the same time, you don't need to focus on both. But this is what we were talking about, that difficult line you know, between the two. And this is, of course, part of the story, not only the Tosas Ri and the Tosin Ksuvis, but also the Rebbeinu Chananel, again, Lo Yehei, you know, Tofel Gadol B'na Ikar, according to certain understandings of it, and so on. Right? That's a topic that we have talked about. So another expression of this comes up in the Rishonim and in the Achronim regarding, we've alluded to it, the question of Adabar Alayich Lishilto. Right? The Mishnah, Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, as we know, but has that case. Mishnah says here, Ha'omer li sharet mikodesh se'amanash shadabar laich l'shilton, right, or v'esa imach kipoel, right, dibar la l'shilton v'asa imach kipoel mikodeshes, v'imla v'in mikodeshes. Mishnah basically says that Ha'omer li sharet mikodeshes amanas shadabar laich l'shilton, right, is effective. But as we've noted already, the Gemara connects it with the question of Yeshua the Skiris Mitchila Vyatso. The Gemara says, 1 second. The Gemara says as follows: A Reish Lakish v'hu shenasan l'shava pruta. Right. Now it's only in a case where he gives her a shava pruta and he says al menas, so that the adabra laich l'shilton is a tenai, but the kiddushin seems to be with the shava pruta. Right. So, and the Gemara says, what do you mean? Biskar lo? Right, Vatanya biskar shir kavtichala chamar, shahoshavtich bekaron, or besvina, ene mekudeshes, but biskar shar kivech ala chamar shoshivech bekaron, right, or besvina, mekudeshes. Vichi temach enami bidiyoyim shavaputa, va biskar kamar v'od, right, shevi mi bitzavta, skok lefanai, rekod lefanai. So, these are the questions. So the Gemara says, right, Hai Tana Bara, Savar, Eno Leschiris El Besov, Tana Didan, Savar Yeshne El Leschiris Mitchila V'Adsov. So the Pashtus of the Gemara, we've talked about this already, is that Schok Lefanai, Rekod Lefanai, Adabar Alayich L'Shilton, right, is only going to work if you don't say Yeshne El Leschiris, right, Mitchila V'Adsov. If you hold Yeshua Tzchiris Mitzchila V'ad Sof, so then it turns into a Milva case, and it sounds like, once that is the case, that it's not going to work unless unless you're Mekadish Bepruta Al Menas. That is the simple reading of the Gemara. The question is, how does that fit in with the Rishonim who say that Hanos Milva, right, is a case of Harvach, Gemara says it's Harvachazman, right, and according to many of the Rishonim, it's, you know, somebody, right, the Baal, the prospective Baal, going to the Malva, right, and, you know, arranging, right, being Mephias him, that he should be Marviach the Zman. So what's the difference between Adabar Alayich L'Shilton, which the Gemara seems to say depends on Yeshua, if it's hold Yeshua L'Shiris M'Tchila V'Ad Sof, which is how we paskin, is Mekadish B'Milva, and you need to be Mekadish with a Pruta, and the case of a Fayez Slahar V'Yach, that's a Milva. That's the question we have to contend with. So the answer seems to be, the machlokas really revolves around two sugyas, the sugya on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, and again, the sugya on Vav, you know, Amud Beis. On Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, so you have the Shita L'Nod Elbi, who says explicitly that it depends how you formulate or how you focus on this particular case. That if you want to be Mekadesh with the schirus of pius, I'm renting out my service. In this case, the service is my capacity to cajole, or my network of contacts, or my suasive personality, whatever it is. So basically, I'm renting out that and yeshu the schirus mitchila v'ad sof, and if it's mekadesh b'milva, if you hold that way, and then you have to be mekadesh with the pruta. But if the guy says, you know, that the kiddushin should take place with the hana, right? Shadibarti alayich l'shilton, not with the schiros. So in achanami it would be mekudeshas, and the same is true with schok lefanai or kod lefanai, right? Is it the beschiros, right, that you are translating into money, or is it the hana itself? That's basically Shitul Nodalim. He takes the position that while there is, you know, a subtlety here or an overlap here, right, you can filter out, you can have hana, which is separate from the skiros part, and the Gemara only means when you focus on the skiros part. And Hu Adin, in the sugya on Bumban base, right, the Ritva seems to say pretty clearly that if you say, a fias, right, I will go and I will appease, you know, the malva to make sure that he's, you know, marbiach zman for you, then that's called hanas milva, and that's mekudeshes. That's nothing to do with yeshon schiros mitchila biatza. However, there are those who are medayik that since Tosa says that the case is where the guy has to actually take a pruta from his pocket and hand it over to the malva, you know, and buy the, you know, harvachas hazman, right? But had it been just a regular case of, you know, using his, you know, I guess his skills or his stature, maybe the reason that Tosas doesn't give that case, we suggested something else, but maybe the reason he doesn't give that case is because that's Yeshul Neskirus Mitzchilo V'Yadzov. And even if you were to say, Harei At Mekudesh Asli Bahana, right, She Piasti Es Hamalvem, right, V'Hu Hirviach Es Hazman, right, even that wouldn't work. Maybe that's what the Ramban had in mind, right, as we noted already on Bumban Base, when the Ramban says, well, you know, it depends whether or not everything comes at once or not. The Ramban also seems to be sensitive, lemaisa, to the problem of Yeshul Neskirus Mitzchilo V'Yadzov in Harvachas Hazman. And if you look at the Hirschler Ramban, which I happened to look at last night, I noticed he notes the Rishonim, some of them on Samach Gimel, and some of the Achronim, who weigh in on this question. In terms of Achronim, right, it seems to be a major debate. The Avnei Biluim in Simen Chav Kas Sif Katan Chav Dalid quotes Ritva. But the Shulchan Aruch says, "Ba'achar v'nasan pruta l'malve." Shulchan Aruch quotes the Balei Tosis that works. So the Avnei Biluim says, "V'hu shitas Tosis shehik shel pirush Rashi about ribis katzutza." Fine. And then he says, "V'haritva b'kiddush of kasav yesh mufarshim shoyis chayavis la'cherim u'baze u'pies alea b'ba'os o b'dvarim v'hirviach lazman the shavila hay harbachas pruta." Remember that I read Mekudeshes Banosha Sisi shenishtadalti. So then the Avnei Biluim adds, "V'lian yestaiti nira kai gavna shemishtadal b'dvarim havele kai dalmanas shadabar laich l'shilton." The Kaimelon Yeshul Skiros Mitzchila Biatzof. Deinu Mekudeshes Hachitan La Pruta Kedusa Perka Omer. So it must be right. V'im bomer hamalva atzmote Mekudeshke. Then he gets into the Rebbe's question. So basically, the Avnei Biluim says the only way this works is if he really paid a pruta. But if he used his stature or his skills, that's a schiros issue, and that becomes an issue of schiros. And the other achronim disagree, like the Machne Ephraim, you know, the schiros disagrees. He says that, you know, there are two ways to accomplish in these cases, either through schiros, if you're mefaret, then it's through schiros, or if you're mefaret, through hana. So we have a machlokas rishonim and a machlokas achronim on this particular issue. And it is, once again, right, a very interesting question whether or not the same, whether practically the same method, right, of kiddushin or of kinyan that can be defined or can be emphasized differently, does that really separate it, or is there a kind of a Ikar and Tafel here, which really defines it in a certain way? And it's particularly when we're talking about, again, Hana, right? If Hana itself is something which needs to be converted, so can you convert when there is a, when it's eclipsed by, let's say, a more basic category? That's why Adam Chashuv, as I said before, is such an important case, and the idea of, you know, whether or not, you know, it really works and is considered to be Nasan Hu, and the idea of whether it would work even in Dini Mamonos or only in Kiddushin, because it's one of those very few cases of Kiddushin Bahana, which is unequivocally Kiddushin Bahana, and not anything that has to do with Schiras. So it just is able to zero in, you know, on that particular issue. But once again, the discussion of the Rishonim here highlights this problem. I should add that the Rambam in Perakei Halacha Yuntes only brings, and this we will speak about a little back, like questions, what is the Rambam's view on Hana given all of this, and especially given Rav Belbol and the Avnei Miluim and so on. So again, it's just interesting to note that all he brings is Omalei Harat Mekudeshes B'Sekar Shadabar Alayich L'Shilton V'Diber Aleha L'Shilton V'Hinicha Shilton V'Lo Tava, meaning it worked. Right? It's also interesting because you might, you know, think that it just depend on the effort, certainly on a Schirer's point of view, right? Eina Mekudeshes Elim Nasa Lapruta Mishalo Shana Shaba La Midvarav Harehi Kimilva. I just think there are two things in this Rambam that are worth noting. Number one is that in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, you know, in the case Kipshuta, it's Harat Mekudeshes Li Almanas, right? And in the Rambam, it's Harat Mekudeshes Li Bischar, right? Shadabar Alayach. And that's what he's trying to do. It's a little bit different than the case of the Gemara. Moreover, so you might have thought that for the Rambam, the Rambam, of course, doesn't have a case where you're Mekadesh, you know, Bahana'a in such a situation. That's unlike the Shidolanodolami and the, you know, Machna Ephraim and the Ritva. You know, the Rambam doesn't say that, and if you were to Mekadesh the Hana'a, it would work. And on the contrary, he actually relates to this as Kiddushin Bahana'a, right? Shehana Shaba La Midvarav. Why talk about the Hana Shabal and Midvarav? Just say that, I mean, he himself said, Haram Kodeshesli Beskar Shardaber Alayach, right? Had the Rambam been open to the possibility that you could split this case, you know, if you were to be Kaddish with the Skar, then you're in trouble. If you want to be Kaddish Bahana, it will work, right? Then he, you know, number one, should have stuck with the Almanas. Number two, he shouldn't start with, you know, Kiddushin Bischar, and then finish off to explain why the Shahana Bala Midvarav is Kemilva, Babakadish Bemilvaina Mekudeshes. So it sounds what the Rambam is saying is that the problem with all this is exactly the blurring of the lines, and that there is no Hana that is separate from, that isn't eclipsed by the Schiras. It is Hana, but it's Hana of Schiras. And this isn't, you know, independent enough, you know, as Hanas Milva, you know, of Halacha Tetzvav, or Mashkon, Halacha Yadalid. Yeah?
I think the reason why the Rambam switched to Bischar is because the Gemara itself wants to know why the Mishnah used the Lashon of Almanas.
Yeah.
It says the only reason why you use Almanas is because that is the case where you're also giving a Bruta. The Rambam's case where you're just doing Adar Alayat L'Shilton, you can't say Almanas, otherwise that would imply...
Right, but the Rambam doesn't have any other, the other case, that's all I'm pointing out. He doesn't say, he could have said also... He could have said Almanas, and he could have said you have to put, you know, unless you give a pruta. He says, Elim Nasan La Pruta Mishalah.
Right, the reason why, since he wants to talk specifically about a case where you don't give a pruta, and he wants to tell you Inam Mekudesh is in that case, he's forced to say Schar.
Okay,
Almanas.
Could be. All I'm saying is that once he said that, it's still even more striking that in his explanation, right, he doesn't say, oh, because you're focused on the Schar, not on the Hana. He says, because this is a Hana that comes out of pure Skirus Milva, or Milva Shal Skirus. But I hear what you're saying. Okay. Either way, I think that's important. Yeah. Well, it could be that's why it's a blurred line, but because the milva part is just, you know, and that's unlike other cases where the cases that work, right, where you have milva, but you also have an added ingredient of kesef shel hana, right? Here you either have hana, right, or kesef. You don't have both. You don't have the added ingredient. And the Rambam saying that the kesef part, which is a milva, is eclipsing the hana part. That's what I think is happening here.
Yeah.
Right? As opposed to the cases that work, where, you know, there may be milva, but there's also an added element that turns it into kesef shel hana. Here, it's not an added element, like the mashkon or the harvachas hazman, you know, mitchila, right? Here you don't have, or the, we'll see in a moment. Well, I'll just mention it already. So in the Rambam itself, anyway, so that's an important machlokas, and I think the Rambam, again, is very important in this regard. Fine. Just to fill out the Rambam just a little bit more for another, minute or two. Right, so we noted the Rambam begins with the Kaddish Mimilva, and that's very mechudash, the way he says it. Then the next halacha is Milva Lamashkon, which in terms of placement, since it's on Daf Yontes, is fascinating that he even brought it in before Hanas Milva. His Hanas Milva, as we discussed, is fascinating and is basically a way of being Machshir Mekadosh B'Milva, as is his Mekadosh B'Milva Sheisha Lamashkon. So after that comes two other halachos. One is Amal HaRat Mekudesh Asli B'Pruta Zu U'Bechov Sheyesh Li Etzleich Hareza Mekudeshes. Right? The Chain, the Mamar, the Milva Sheyesh Li Etzleich U'Bepruta, even if he switches it, Hareza Mekudeshes. So this, of course, is the Gemara on Memvav and Memches. Right? If you're Mekadosh B'Milva U'Pruta, whether Daita Milva or Daita Pruta. and the Rambam paskins that it works. The only question I'm asking is, so is this here and in this part of the Rambam, because, you know, this is the cluster of milva cases, and therefore, as a practical code, right, the Rambam wants you to know that, you know, if you do this, it'll work. Or is not, let's say, formulating the Kaddish HaMilva Pruta Daita Pruta, is there a bit of a chiddush in the Rambam here, in that maybe the idea is that, you know, especially, as we've been saying, for the Rambam, if the lines are blurred, like you have, you know, just Harvachas Hazman, you know, or Rekod Lefane or Adabar Laich B'Shilton and the Hana, the Schiras, you know, are just, you know, too intertwined, none of that's going to work. The only thing that's ever going to work for the Rambam is, right, you're Mekadosh B'Milva, but you inject, you know, something that makes it also, you know, focused on a Mesira and a Kesef Shel Hana. So I'm just wondering, is the Rambam Halacha of Mekane Shamilva Upruta Daite Apruta, right? But Pashtus, what that always means is that this isn't the case of Mekadosh B'Milva, right? It's a Mekadosh B'Pruta, and, you know, just you should know not to be confused by the Milva. And it's here for practical reasons. Is the Rambam saying more than that and saying that when you're Mekadosh B'Milva Pruta, it's like being Mekadosh B'Milva Sheyesh Ola Mashkon and handing over the Mashkon? Meaning that somehow the Pruta's Mitzuraf to the Milva, and you're really being Mekadosh. It's a method of Mekadosh B'Milva that works. Since it works in Mekher, and the only reason it doesn't work in Mekiddush, I don't know. I'm just asking it. And similarly, when the Rambam says in the next halacha, Hayelo Chov B'Ad Acherim, right, so this, of course, is the din of milva d'acherim. Right, in milva d'acherim, we already know that's a big, you know, discussion. Right, that's the Gemara Mem Zayin on the base, and the Ran thought it was hanas, you know, mechila. It was also a din of mechila or hana, basically. And the Balei Tosis thought, you know, that this is an exception to Mekadosh B'Milva because you're Mechadesh, right? In Milvad Acherim, but it's not confused by the Shibud HaGuf and the everything we discussed, right? I suggested to either explain this according to Reb Chaim, or maybe that would be a totally different explanation. You know, Reb Chaim's idea that there are three values in every shtar. There's the value of a piece of paper, there's the value of the face, you know, a price, like it's a $100 loan, so, you know, you're selling the $100 loan. Or is the actuarial way, which is to look at this as a kind of a distressed asset, and say, oh, the $100 loan, which is now worth, in this society, in this marketplace, $40 or $60. So, you know, Reb Chaim's idea is so independent that it's not even Mekadesh the Milva that works, or it's a Mekadesh Milva that works, because it's, you know, you're looking at it, you know, not as the aggregate of the Chovas Hagavras and Chi of Piron and so on, but you're looking at it, you know, really is a commodity here. Or is Reb Chaim's idea, no, that's just like a total separate thing. Nothing with Mekadesh. Mekadesh Milva never works. This isn't the Mekadesh Milva. Milva Dacherim is a, you know, is an instrument, is a distressed asset in its own right. I'm not sure. Agav, I should mention that the Rajba also holds like the Balei Tosis, namely that this is not Midin Mechila, Hanas Mechila. But what's interesting is that the Rajba emphasizes what? You guys saw it? Saw it? This is part of the Marba Kamos? Adam? You see? Adam? Two Adams. Neither one saw it. Yonatan? What does he emphasize? Yeah, and what Davar? Remember, he emphasizes the Motzi Machnis. Yeah? Yosef? Shibudim. Excellent. Very good, Yosef. So, that the Rajba happens to emphasize much more than Tosis both points. The first one that Shua mentioned, that's your Motzi Machnis, right? There's something tangible that is, you know, being transferred. But that tangible transfer, as Yosef just said, is about what? Shibudim. Correct? Yeah. Lolom shtarchov d'acher, b'mekom makom kivin shu motzi hashibud mirshuso machnisa lirshusa havele kenosein pruta miyada liyada. That's the language of the Rajba. And what's also fascinating is the third point of the Rajba that's worth noting. Eitan? Lishitaso. But even if it wasn't lishitaso, it would be important to pick up on it. Akiva? It's up there, right? For the way people are looking. Right? It's always like, you know, more challenging to figure out if people are looking at the board without, you know, to figure if it's on the board by the way people look. Yeah.
Maybe what happens is that I give a signal and then everyone looks at the board whether or not there's a
Mashkam. You're going to try to fool me for now.
Okay.
Where's the Mashkam?
Excellent. Why is that important? Right, ukvar kasavnu zelamalu perkam gabei niach mashkan aleha, ulebekadshim b'manav niach lamashkan alav lo dami, and so on, because that's the Rajba l'shitaso on Daf Yud Tes, where he identifies with the Rambam that mekadesh b'milva sheyesh aleha mashkon is a form of mekadesh b'milva that works. Right, even though he didn't go fully with the Rambam, because I don't think he, you know, was into the kesef shalana part. But at least in terms of the Mesiras Davar, right, it's not like the Ramban that it's Kiddusha with the Mashkon, and it's not like Tosis, printed Tosis, that it's Kiddusha with the Hana. It's not like the Smag that this turns it into a Milva Shalola Utsan Itna Badabe'en. Right? The Rajba is the Rishon who embraces the Rambam. So for him to say that Shtar Chov Dacherim is a din in motzi ashibud mershusa machnisa l'shuso, right, the shibud part, right, and to compare that to mashkon is perfect. Tasam nami afagav the nichnas l'shuso davar mechudash haynu shibud shenishtabin afilu nishtabin la mishtar mekomakom lahotzi adain mershusa shum davar lachnisa mershusa. Vanan tartibinan shiotsa mishus of yachas brishus. That's what he's trying to explain. It isn't. It's only a real mashkon. This is what he says also on Yud Tes. The Ramach actually attacks the Rambam on that point. In Bilvus Shishal Mashkon, there's a long Ramach where he asks the same question that the Ramban on Mem Beches and the Rajba on Mem Zayin Amid Beis and the Rajba on Yud Tes. They're all bothered by that question. Anytime like you hand something over, it has to be something that's toe-faced the chov. That was my answer to Isaac's question right about 4 or 5 days ago. Anyways, the point is that there is this major debate. Basically, the Ran neutralizes Milvad Acherim. It's a totally different Din Hanoah. Tosis, we're not sure if it's like Rab Chaim and a separate halacha, or it sounds like it might be a Din in a Kiddusha and Milvad Acherim. Certainly, the Rajma thinks it's Kiddusha and Milvad Acherim, compares it to Mashkan, which Lishitaso is that, but focuses on Sheba. Which Sheba does he mean, though? Yosef? Does he mean Sheba Naguf or Sheba Nechasim?
I think Sheba.
What?
Is
it so clear? It's not so clear. I'm not sure. But that would be very important. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know whether it's clear from this either, but when he contrasts it with the case of Makash Vidal the Atma, and he says that the problem there is because Eno Matthews, the Shusa Dabra Makudash, Shashibuda the Yada Haitzah. So is it possible to talk about a Shiva Haguf being Biyada?
Maybe you're right. So you think it's Shiba Nechasim more?
If not, then...
If it's Shiba Nechasim, it's a little bit like the, you know, it reminds us of the Netziv a little bit. So that would be interesting. Okay. Whereas I think Tosis is not saying that anyway. I think Tosis is saying that you just look, because you're not, you know, you don't have this eclipsing idea of the, you know, the Matan Mos and the Piron, you know, Mitzvah Froa, you know, and so on. Okay. I accept that. I think that's a good point. Anyways, but my point is, what is the Rambam's view in all this? Just to finish that part off. What is the Rambam's view, Shua?
Just one more hour.
Yeah, sure.
So if we are comparing it to Nitzit, then it's against the way that we were trying to reason Nitzit. Because he's...
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. No, I think what I said was, I think that Nitzit himself thinks of it in terms of the Sheboard. I was saying... I'd like to take the idea of the Netziv and expand it, because I think it's very dochek to say that you're only going to apply this halacha when there happen to be shibudim. So what I was trying to say was, let's say the same exact idea, but say that the shibudim reflect, the concept of shibudim d'oraisa reflects something more concrete about the milva. But I wasn't saying that the Netziv said that. I was saying that I want to take the Netziv further and therefore, it won't be qualified in that way. Because let's say the Maisa, they're only, let's say there weren't any Nechasim and Shibadim. Would the Netziv say that, I mean, would the Rambam say that, you know, that Milva wouldn't work in Becher? In that case? It doesn't say that. It doesn't make it conditional. So I was saying that. But that's why, 100%. Yeah. That's why I would prefer to think that's why I was asking this for the Rajba too. That maybe he means Shibadagur, the nature of the Milva is different. But I hear what you're saying. It does sound like you're right. Anyways, what is the Rambam's view? So it's hard to know, but again, the Rambam does quote that as the next halacha. In other words, all this begins in the Rambam, as we know. Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tesvav, right? Tezayin, which I've suggested may be also part of the story. And then you have Yud Zayin. Hayalochov b'yad acherim, v'amar haret mekudeshes, v'chov sheesh li b'yad zeh, b'mayim bet shloshta nareza mekudeshes. But there's something to say here or to mention here, and then the Ramach again gets credit for this, namely Ellie. What? You haven't seen the Ramach? Okay, that's fine. But either way, there's something to say about the Ramach. The Ramach said it, but it doesn't mean no one else could say it. It doesn't have like a monopoly on this comment.
Why
Maimon Shloshtan? Right? There are other ways of transferring a chov, even according to the Rambam. For example, why did the Rambam just say, you know, and in a way that was work that works. You know, b'derech ha'moil, harizim mekudeshes. For example, according to the Rambam, k'siva mesira. We don't pass genosis nixis mesira, but k'siva mesira you can transfer chov. And we'll read in just a second. What about agav? Right? And some rishonim think through a kinyan sudar, the raibin and tmim deim. Like, why should the Rambam limit it to maimon shloshon? So the Ramach just asks the question, like, why does the Rambam limit it? He has here, second, Hayalo lefaresh, im hayalo milva bishtar biarachayrim v'hikna la b'ksiva b'sira b'kudeshes v'lav. V'nir de b'kudeshes, dikim de paskinan b'milva alpek rameir b'milva bishtar paskinan anik rameir. The savar l'shavik edish nafshei v'machal achrini tzorchin la b'niach zeh. So, is that because, according to the Rambam, maybe it's more of a chiddush? Maybe he meant even through maimon shloshtan?
It could be just because of sneak with Asa Isha.
Say again?
It's just because sneak with Asa Isha.
What do you mean?
Does the Rambam pass like Rishon that you can't be like with Shachol with maimon shloshtan?
That's a big machlokas we've shown him.
Would anyone really hold that if it was
through Ksiva Masira that there wouldn't be Mekudeshes because of lack of Smichas Das, you think?
Yeah, that's what we should say in the past.
The Gedolei Machabram is saying that you can't go back on that you're
Mekudeshes
because you can't go back on
Maimon
Shloshan.
Okay. So that's certainly an answer. Obviously, the Ramach didn't think that was correct, but okay. So I thought there was a different point, and that is that maybe it depends also on how the transfer itself goes. It could be that Maimon Shloshan is a milsa below taima, and it actually, ironically, may be connected to the question of Mechila as well, which is a debate among the Rishonim, but not because, I'm suggesting, not because of Smichos Das per se, but whether there is or is not Mechila, it signifies that the method of transfer is different. In other words, are you really handing over, are you really treating the milva as a commodity? Or are you just creating, right, tzchusei gviya in a more extraneous way? So this is a huge issue in general. Let's say it this way very quickly. Whether or not you can transfer a chov is a tricky kind of a question. There seem to be two problems with transferring a chov. Number one, is a chov transferable? It's not be'en, right? Even though that phrase doesn't appear in the Gemara in this context, as we'll see in a second. But a lot of Rishonim use it. The second problem is, how are you going to transfer it? Let's say it is transferable. But let me say it this way. It could be not transferable for one of two reasons. Number one, because of the lack of it being a be'en, a kind of a milvelotz on it, no? Number two, because if you take the view that the sod of a milva is the shibud aguf, so maybe that's not transferable. That's the idea of Rabbeinu Tam, right? That's why it is subject to mechila, right? Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush was that there is mechiras chovas doraisa, and Shmuel's still right that, you know, in ratzon limchom machol, right? The Bali Tosa say, well, if there's mechila, the whole thing has got to be drabanan. Otherwise, obviously, shows doesn't really work. Rabbeinu Tam and the Raivi, I think I mentioned before, both think that that is wrong. They think that Mechiras Kolbus is Doraisa, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, you know, you can't have Shibud Nechasim, to say it in the most accurate way, if there's Mechilas Shibud Aguf, there can't be Shibud Nechasim. Right? That, as opposed to the way that the Ran and later the Achronim said it, which is that you need Shibud Aguf for Shibud Nechasim. You don't necessarily need Shibud Aguf for Shibud Nechasim, but if you're Mochel with Shibud Aguf, right, then there can't be Shibud Nechasim. But the point is that Shibud Aguf is a very, it's almost like a non-transferable thing. So that's two problems in conveying a milva from one to the other. Two, you know, objective problems, whether a milva is nitenes, right, lekinyan. There's a third problem, and that is, let's assume that from a bailus point of view and a davar shebaolam point of view, let's say it is subject to transfer. You can convey it. You can transact it. Then the question is, how do you transact it? Right? Because you have to do a maisa. Typically, when you do a maisa kinyan, you have a be'en, right? So the problem of be'en, right, is not just whether it's nitan lekinyan, it's also a problem of the maisa kinyan. That's why, for example, Eina Nemakar Davar Shelo Bali Olam, right? So some people think because it's mufka from kinyanim, and other people think it's just a problem in the Maisa Kinyan, the Derech. That's why some people think that Amirasa L'Gavoa can be Sirasa L'Hedjot would work, you know, in Davar Shelo Bali Olam. That's the debate between the Rebbeinu Peretz, I think, and Rebbeinu Yechiel in the Smak. And then you have it in the Achronim about, you know, things like Situmta or Amirasa L'Gavoa can be Sirasa L'Hedjot. Because if you're not using a maisa kinyan begufa davar, and it's kinyanable, it's just a problem of the maisa kinyan, so maybe it'll work. That's why maybe kinyan sudar might work, or agav, because they're not really kinyanim begufa davar anyway. So what is the problem in milva? So the point is that there, if you focus on the maisa kinyan, so, in a way, that's kind of what Maimed Shlashtan, you know, is accomplishing. Maybe only Drabanan, because Hilchos Ablo Taima. But it could be that some of the other ways of transferring the Chov aren't really transferring the Chov. They're either stronger or weaker than that. They're making you the Balashtar. For example, if you hold Osios Niknos B'Mesira, so the Rav had this a diuk in the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Vav. It's in one of the it's written up in one of the Artzeit Shiurim. One of the Artzeit Shiurim was on Osios Niknos B'Mesira. So the Rav's diuk in the Rambam was if we held Osios Niknos B'Mesira, then Mechiras Chovos would be Dorais. That's almost what the Rambam says. Doesn't say that explicitly, but that's kind of what he says. But because we hold that you need Ksiva Mesira, and we don't hold Osios Niknos B'Mesira. Let me find it quickly. If I don't find it right away, I'm just going to I'll look it up for next time. Ketzad Yikne B'Shtar. So, Kinyan Ashtaros Kederach Hazos, this is Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis, Midivrei Sofrim, Avol Min HaTorah, Ein Arayos Niknos, Ela Gufa Dovar HaKonui Bilvad, Lefika Chamocher Shtar Chov, Lechavero, Adayin Yochal Lemochlo, Afilu Yorsho Mochlo. So it sounds like what the Rambam is saying is that the reason that Mechiras Chovos is Drabanan and therefore it's subject to Mechila is because the Kinyan is Kedera Chazos. meaning ksiva umesira. But had we accepted the view of osios niknos b'mesira, right, then maybe it would have been doraisa, and it wouldn't be subject to mechila. Well, that's the Rav's diyuk. It's a good diyuk. Meaning that the way that osios niknos b'mesira is totally different than ksiva umesira. If osios niknos b'mesira, so what that means is that whoever is the Bala Shtar, right, also becomes, you know, the owner of the milva. You're not transferring the milva, you're switching who's the Bala Shtar. And that would be Daraisa, there wouldn't be any Mechila. But if it's Ksivo Mesira, so basically you're selling Schuse Gvia. You're not really selling ownership of the milva. And if you're selling Skuse Gvia, right, then basically you're always only Ba Mikoach, the real Bailim. It's not a real Mechira. That's Rabbanan, and it's Nita the Mechila. There's a lot to say about this, but it's not for now. But what I really want to suggest is that maybe that's what's going on a little bit in this Rambam. Not because of the Smichus Das, but if Maimed Shlashton is not Nita the Mechila, either way, Maimed Shlashton is a method, again, below Taima, of transferring ownership of the milva. Whereas Ksiva Mesira is a Dinin Skuse Gvia. And maybe what the Rambam is saying is that if you want to be Mekadesh, you know, with a milva that works, a milva d'acherum that works, right, you can only do that if you really transfer the milva. Not if you operate through Skusei Gvia. That's my answer for the Ramah. Okay. Either way, the shorter point is that the Rambam, maybe from the beginning of his discussion of Milva, right, until he gets to Halacha Yud Tes, which is Pikadon, Halacha Yud Ches, which is Pikadon, Kitcha Pikadon Sheish Biyado B'Sheila Sheish Ila, right, Pikadon Kalechi Yisa B'Shusa Demari Yisa, all those are dinim of Mekadesh B'Milva Mekudeshes, Mekadesh B'Milva Eina Mekudeshes. Okay, then maybe that's why he Dafka thinks that this is connected to Maimon Shlashdan, and that's based on a little bit expanding or applying, you know, the Rav Sahara in Perek Vav of Hilchos Mechira. Okay, so just to fill out the Rambam for another minute, I think I mentioned yesterday Perek Chav Beis Halacha Tes. Just one, yeah.
I thought he was saying that the whole word is that only the Rabbanan can sell it to the Shtar, the actual keeper, carry along with it the Raya.
Say that again?
And his whole idea is that, and the Rambam's whole idea is that the only way that Mechira Skobos could work is if you're able to sell the Raya. And not the keeper and the letters, the Shtar itself, but the proof which it engenders. So his idea is that the Reisa, when you just sell the Shtar, all that happens is you send like a Shtar, like, on your school is. But the Rabbanan were saying that even the Raya comes along with it. That's so what he says, that
because we paskin osios ain't a niknus b'mesira.
Had
we paskin osios niknus b'mesira, and you could sell a Raya, meaning you could step in and become the Bala Shtar, and by having the Raya, that would make you the Bala Shtar and the owner of the milva, right? So you wouldn't have to transfer the milva, you'd be able to transfer, you know, the you know, you could be the Balaraya, if such a thing were possible. So then you're able to be Gova directly, and then there would be no Mechila. But since it's you can't sell a Raya Minatora, right? You can only sell it Midrabanan. Therefore, it's subject to Mechila. Or I was saying it a little bit differently. Or therefore, you're really only selling Schusei Gvia. You're not becoming the Balashtar, right? And either you're only the Bala Shtar Midrabanan, I think you could say two ways. You're only the Bala Shtar Midrabanan, therefore Mechila works. Or you're not even the Bala Shtar Midrabanan, you just have Schusei Gvia, and therefore the middleman can always cut you out. That's what I'm suggesting.
But why then is it following whether we say osius nicholas sira or you also need the sira?
Say that again?
Why is?
No, because he thought, the Rav, this has to do with Shtaros issues, which I don't want to get into right now, but the Rav thought that if really, really you could sell a Raya, meaning the, this is part of the, you know, Rav Chaim broader approach to Shtaros, right? That whoever is the Tofes Hashtar, Alpidin, right? So the Shtar magically, like, speaks, you know, on his behalf. You know, so the shtar, you know, speaks about minui shlichos, and the shtar speaks about eno parua, and the shtar, in the case of osios nikos ben mesira, will say he's the bala shtar, even though it has somebody else's name in it. The shtar says Ruvain, you know, lent money to Shimon. All of a sudden, Levi's holding on to the shtar because he's the tofes hashtar. That keilu is mashlim. The Eidos and the Shtar, and now by holding it, it's like invisible ink says, and Lev is the new Malva. Or that's the idea. But if you hold Ksiva, that you need Ksiva Mesira, meaning that there's a limit in the Tofes Hashtar regarding the Salacha, that shows the whole thing is only a Din Drabanan, and that it is maybe even isn't, you know, Betoras, you know, Balashtar. But it's really kind of Schusei Gviya to begin with. The Raivin anyway holds the whole thing is Schusei Gviya, even if it's Daraisa. So that's Huvachol Shibudeha. That's the Raivin again in 3-4 different places. Okay.
I mean, the point about the chilek between Mesira and Ksiva Mesira is coming from the Rambam, or just from the Svara, like how the Rakhaim's Sharas have worked?
That's like a heretical question.
No,
you're asking me whether it's coming from the Rambam or coming from Reb Chaim's reading of the Rambam?
No, I'm saying the Rambam doesn't make any difference between...
No, the deal that he's trying to make is that when the Rambam says, Kinyan Hashtaros Bederach Hazos Midivrei Sofrim, he means to say, since we paskin that you need... Oh, you could argue with the Rav's deal, okay, I don't care, that's up to you. I'm just telling you what the deal is. Ketzad Yikadim Shtash Yichtov HaMakneh Kneishtar Ploni v'chol shibud shibov yimser v'nimser shenikne b'ksiva mesira. This is how he's reading it, right? And then he's saying kinyan hashtaros mederach hazos midivrei sofrim. Ksiva mesira is only drabanan, but had it been osios nikos mesira, that would have been doraisa. Why? Because then we'd be operating with the tfisas balashtar and so on. Well, look it up. You see, that's a deal. Yeah, you could argue with it. It's not a foolproof deal. No, he thinks that Bederech Zu means since I paskin Ksiva Mesira, not Osios Nikos Mesira, that's why there's Mechila and that's why it's Drabanan. But had I paskined Osios Nikos Mesira, I would have said it's Daraisa and there's no Mechila because it would have worked in a qualitatively totally different way. That, look it up. Shira Mezecher Abamari. I don't know the page number. Yeah, go ahead.
If it wasn't Ma'am and Shosha, she would still get the Zchus Ekevira. So wouldn't that be enough for Kedushin anyways?
Say again?
If it was Ma'am and Shosha, with one of the other Drachim,
yeah,
she would still get the Zchus Ekevira.
So that's what I'm saying in the Rambam. I think for others it might be fine. Right. It also depends how you understand the Drabanan. Especially if you say like Reb Chaim, we're looking at this, it's not the milva, it's not the face value of the milva, it's the distressed asset, status. It really isn't the milva, maybe it's a totally different thing. What I'm trying to explain is that for the Rambam, this is Betoras, all these halakhos are Betoras. There's the Mekadosh Milva that works and the Mekadosh Milva that doesn't work. And therefore, maybe, given this other perspective, maybe he wants to say, it's true, there's more than one way to sell a milva, but how you sell it may dictate whether it's Betoras milva or Betoras something else, including Skusei Gvia and so on, and that is Koveya here.
The other ones would work, but just not Mekadosh Milva.
Yeah, no, it would work, for sure. Right, it just wouldn't be an example of Mekadosh Milva and Mekudeshes, because it might still be too bound up with the Lahot Sandit and so on. That's exactly what I'm saying. And just in light of that, so just to fill it in, so in the Rambam Perek Kav Beis, Hilchos Mechira Halacha Tes, I'm glad you brought that out. I I thought I was clear about that. If I wasn't, I wasn't suggesting. I mean, the Rambam's very clear in Perek Bavachos Bechira, like Ksiv Mesira works. And he thinks other things work too. But yeah. So Perek Beis, Halakha Tes, Rambam says, Misha Yilot Pikodom Yadacher, Reza Makneu, Bein Bemecher, Bein Bematana, Shapikodom Breshus Bailov, Vayru Becheska Shukayam, Pikodom, Vim Kofar Zeh, Shehufkad, Etzlo, Eli Ochalak Noso, right? Then the Rambam says, "Avala milva hol lohotza nitna ena ba'olam." This is very crucial. This is what I was talking about at the end of yesterday's shiur. Namely, if the din of milva lohotza nitna had been limited in the narrowest way, namely that all it was about is, you know, when does the milva begin? When does it become a milva as opposed to a be'en? Right? Or even probably, if it only focused on the status of Mamon Be'en, then it would be peculiar to apply Milva Lahotza Nitna to issues which talk about not whether Milva does or doesn't begin, and probably are not limited to cases whether there is or isn't a Be'en, but whether the Milva is a transactable commodity. Right, we already saw this in the, you know, in the Balamor and Ramban and Bava Kamma. We'll talk about it again in a second. But the Rambam, you know, is very clear about this. Hamilva hoil lohotza nitna, which the Gemara only uses, right, in Mekadesh b'milva, Mecher b'milva, and so on. Either way, it's an important point. In other words, the use of terminology outside of its context is always something that should be looked at, you know, challenged. And in some cases, may be very, very significant. Right? Like when the Ramban said to the Balamor, you know, that the Balamor said you can be Makdish Amilva, as long as both parties, you know, don't, like, there's no dispute, both parties agree that it can be given to Hekdesh, there's no problem. We mentioned it already or not? Yeah? Bava Kamma Lamed Vav?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Ramban there in Mechamos says, what are you talking about? Milva lohotza nitna, you can't do Mekadesh with it, you can't, you know, b'shamin b'mecher, right? You can't transact it. I mean, the Rambam is much after the Rambam, right? But, so what does he do? He's throwing around milva lohotza nitna. So the Balamor will tell you, maybe milva lohotza nitna doesn't mean that at all. Maybe it just talks about when the milva begins. Maybe it only applies to issues about a milva be'en. Or maybe he'll say, the problem of milva lohotza nitna, even if it's a transactable problem, maybe it's a maisa kinyan problem, and here we're talking about hekdesh, amirasal gavo kimsirasal hejo, or yarani manan, which is the equivalent, right? But the Ramban says, no, milva lohotza nitna, that's what the Rambam's saying here. Avala milva ho lohotza nitna, ena ba'olam. That makes it a davar shelo bali olam? Yeah. The ena adam yochal lahaknosa, Ella b'maymed shloshtan. And again, based on what I just said, right? V'hu davar shein lo tam k'mo shebiyarnu. V'im hoysam lo v'bishtar maknes ashar b'ksiva mesira shar yesh kan davar nimsar liknos shibud shabo. So just, you know, in light of what I just said, right? Maybe there's the Rambam's trying to say here too, that while maymed shloshtan, you know, Hanami, Davar Shein Bo Tam, you know, will work even in Milva Alpeh, and Ksiva Mesira will work in Milva Bishtar, you know, it's not that, okay, two methods, you know, they work in exactly the same way, just that one is with the Shtar, the other is not. I mean, the Rambam talks a little long, too long. Shahariyesh Kan Davar Animsar Liknos Shibud Shabo. So is that all he's trying to explain, that, you know, Maimid Shloshtan worked through magic? I don't mean magic. You understand what I mean? You know, and you know, this other one has to have something, and this is how it works. Or is this his way of saying that, you know, they both are transactions in a milva, right? But they work in very different ways. One works through zchusei gvia, and the other works actually through transferring ownership of the milva. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's Perek Beis Halacha Tes, he uses that way. And then again in Hilchos Shluchim, the Shutfim, where he talks about the Takonis Agonim, right? Perek Vav, what did I say it was? Vav Zayin? What did I tell you to look at yesterday? A long one, right? No, no. Where did I tell you to look at? What is it? Oh, Zion Gimel?
Gimel Zion, yeah.
Oh, Gimel Zion, sorry. I know I'm looking. Oh, I'm above because I had Bechira in my mind. Okay. Yeah, correct. Sorry. Mishe Lemos Pikadon Biyad Acher. And it's always fascinating how these halakos begin with the contrast to Pikadon. So it's Mishe Lemos Pikadon Biyad Acher. V'ratza l'harshos shliach l'havion. En akinyan miyado mo'il bazen. Shein ma'pea nikin b'chalipin. Ketzen osa, nosen karka kolshu, makna agav. Right? Kidei lo tzio mer harshazu v'holeich v'dani mo matzio. Hois lo milva biyad acher. Eina yachal lichtov harsha aleha. V'afilo hayachov b'shtar. Sha milva, once again, lo tza nitna. Okay? V'eina da makna l'chavera dover shein abalim. Exactly what he said earlier in Hilchos Mechira. Vein lecha derech sheikna adam b'chov, ela o b'maymet shloshtan, hu davar shein lotan kamo shebiharnu, o b'aknoyas shtarachov atzma b'ksivim b'pner, mipneishu makna shibud shabo. Like, every time he says ksivim b'sirah, he has to add, mipneishu makna shibud shabo. So again, same thing I said a second ago. Is that because the Rambam's saying, if you do it, poof, through magic, it just happens, and otherwise you need something concrete. What's the concrete thing? The answer is he's makna the shibud shabo, or is he saying like this? The only way to really transfer a milva as a milva is through maimon shloshtan, albeit maybe for the reason of milsa below taima. Right? But milva bishtar can be transferred through ksivo mesira because you're not really transferring the milva. It's chusei gviya on the shibudim or whatever. It's a totally different way. And that's why he omits it in Kiddushin. V'zeu adin sheyira li min ha-Talmud. Havala gon in tiknu shekosin harsha af al ha-milva kedei shalayita kol echad mamon chaveir av yelich l'mdina acher. This is a big, big, big issue already in the gonin. Bo tiknu shimir sho litol mos sheyesh b'ad chaveiro l'tvo b'menu avov lo yis ha-karka that dalet amos mechelkel shemeretz Yisrael would work. Dvarim elu dvarim kalinei mad ma'od ru'uim, right? Shazem yomar sheyesh lo chelek beretz Yisrael v'afilu huroi enu bershuso v'agona matzim shetiktu katanazu amru shein omrim b'yikav adin esahar v'enu ala kadei la'ayim ala nitva. They don't really mean it. Yimratz aladu bar shavalite niftar. Okay. But again, the main point I wanted to make is, again, the Rambam uses this phrase milvah lo tza nitna to talk about the chefza of the chov and how kinyonable it is. And once again, he just has different formulations when he talks about maimon shloshtan and when he talks about ksiva umesira. You know, if we could, you know, interview the Rambam and say, what would you have held? You know, if osios were niknos b'mesira, you know, what would you think about that? In terms of how it worked, might be a third way, by balashtar. You know, but that would be very intriguing. And the same question to ask on a drabbanon level, right, with the takonis hagaonim, or agav, you know, or kinyan sudar, or situmta, for a chov, right, all these questions, you know, they all work, and they all work in the same way if they work, or they work differently. And maybe there are nafkamina, for sure in terms of mechila, right? I'm using mechila exactly to make that point, right? There may be nafkamina for mechila, and there may be nafkamina for kiddushin, and there may be nafkamina for other issues as well. Okay, clear? Good. Fine. So, let me just another minute or so about milva lahotza, and then I want to finish up with Yesho, the Skiris Mechila Yatzov. Yeah?
So, just one question. So, if he's very clear in the Malachos that you can't view the whole as a chetzah, like as a commodity, so then how can the Ksos claim that in Zion Valley the reason why milva the matter works is because it's a chetzah shel kesef?
But Piro.
But the Ksos is not trying to say a Piro. He's, and that's very clear in the, like in the
Ksos. You're asking a question of the Rambam or on the Ksos?
On the Ksos.
Okay, say the question again.
It seems like that he's what the Ktosis is trying to say is that for the Rambam.
Yeah, the Ktosis we saw already.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are those Ktosis? Yeah.
So in Zayin Dalet, so the reason why we're distinguishing between Mecher and Kiddushin, because even though in Achinami Milva is a Chetel Shel Kesef, we could have had a Havamina that would work for Kiddushin, it's not Kesef Shel Ana.
Right.
But when you don't need Kesef Shel Ana, like in Mechira, then it will work.
Correct.
But the Rambam is very clear in these other halachos that it's not a Chetel Shel Kesef.
Because it's Lohotol Nidna.
Yeah, it's
you're asking according to me, because the Ksos contrasts it to the Ramban, almost like comparing it to the Balamor.
Yeah.
Let me think about that. That's a question on the Ksos.
Yeah.
I hear. Let me think about that. That's a good point. Yeah.
What did you just say just on that point, that there's a difference between a Shem Kesef and, let's say, Tchilas Pior, and it doesn't have Shem Kesef, meaning you can't, let's say, acquire it in certain ways because it doesn't have Shem Kesef? That still doesn't necessarily reflect.
I mean, you can't transfer it,
out.
But that doesn't mean when you have. Maybe you can use it as.
As Puro.
I mean when it's Milva Dida, right? Maybe that's. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like the Ksosa will say that when it's the outstanding. In other words, what's better, Milva Dacher or Milva Dida? I think that's the question. So we're conditioned a little bit, and I think this is where your question comes from, that, well, the Gemara says Mekadosh Milva doesn't work. But Milva Dacherim works, right? And we're showing that, you know, while the Ran and some others see it differently, and maybe for Reb Chaim you could say it's a totally different thing, maybe, right? You could also use Reb Chaim to explain Tosas and the Rajbo, or Tosas and the Rajbo, or Tosas Rashba and the Rambam, think that even though Mekadosh Ben Milva Eina Mekudeshes, Milva Dida, but Milva Dacherim works. So if Milva Dacherim is superior, then it's superior, right? And I think what Arya is saying is that the Ksos will tell you that maybe that is true with regard to Kiddushin, but with regard to looking at the Chov, let's say, as a commodity, right? As far as that is concerned, let's say B'mecher, right? That the vis-a-vis the Love, right? It's not Kesef Shalana, but it's Kesef. And Dacherim is maybe not Kesef, because it's still a bit abstract. And for that reason, it's Milva Lohotza Nidna, not even Nidan. That's kind of what you're saying?
I'm not sure. I think I was trying to say that there's a difference between viewing it as, let's say, not necessarily, like, you can't do a Kinyan on it because it's not necessarily, let's say, Bahi. It's not there, therefore we need to do
Kinyan on it, meaning if it's not using the, if it's not neutralizing the balance sheets, this is what I'm trying to say, which I thought you were saying. If to what the Avnei Miluim is saying is neutralizing the balance sheets, which according to the Rambam works in Mecher, is one thing. But to take a loan and to use it as a chefza to buy or sell, right?
Yeah.
Meaning not between the Malva and the Lova.
Not to equalize it, to use
right.
It something.
So that's what I did.
Okay.
So I think we are saying that.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I just wasn't very clear about it. Okay. But I think now we're on the same page. So that might be a way, I guess. But you're right, it's still the language is a little, because saying it's Kesef or Kesef Gomor or whatever, when the Rambam says all these.
Right.
100%. I think that's how we would navigate it. So again, regarding the status of Milva, other places where it's considered more concrete and less Lautza, another Rishonim bring in Lautza. So number one, that Balamor and Ramban, as I mentioned, about being Makdish or giving Litzdaka Milva, that's Vava Kama Lamed Vava Beis. There the Chiddush probably is the Balamor, who says that you can be Makdish and Milva. The Ramban is like adamant against it because of Milva Lautza, because it's, you know, Mechiras Chovos is Drabbanan, right? Mekadesh b'milvos einu mekudeshes, v'shavin b'mecher, all the good things. And then, again, the Ksos was quoting from that also. I should also add that, you know, the Raivin and that Tshuva that we were talking about, you know, when the money is ready to go, when it's Smana Piron and the Moros is banned, he thinks you can sell that milva, right? There it's both. In other words, you can be Mekadesh with it, right? And you could sell it, because it's no longer Lotzon Nidna. That's the Raivin and the Tshuva, right? Harsha'a is alluded to. That's another great example. Harsha, of course, is you want to collect. Typically, you want to collect your malve, and you want to collect from the love, right? But the problem is that the love is going to, you send a shliach, the love is going to say to the shliach, la bal dvar didiyak. Like, you know, who are you? I don't want to deal with you. I want to deal with, you know, the malve, right? So the Gemara says you can have a harsha. You can write a harsha. That's a Gemara in Bava Kama, daf ayin amud aleph. Can you only write a harsha on pikadon, right, or even on a milva? This is a massive debate. So usually it's understood that that debate depends on the nature of harsha. So the Balei Tosis in Bava Kama ayin amud aleph, and in Shavuos daf lamed gimel, and a few other places say, you can write a harsha on a milva. People do. It's a minug, you know, in Klal Yisrael to write harsha'os to collect the milva. He said that's one of the evidence, that's part of the evidence that a harsha is a form of shlichus. The shlichus b'milva. Had it been hakna, then it wouldn't have worked b'milva, because milva lo tzad didn't know. Unlike pikadon, about which we say Kipikon Kalechadisa Bashusa the Mari Isa. That's the view of the Balei Tosis. So the Rajba in this is the Mar Makomos, I just said, you know, look at some other areas. I just want to tell you a quick sample. So the Rajba in both in Bava Kama and Avayin Omen Aleph and in Shavuos, Daf Lamed Gimel, that's the other sugya of Harsha. There the Gemara speaks about Shavuos Eidos. So if I want you to testify on my behalf in a case that I'm going to lose money and you could help me, I can only force you to do that if I'm the Baldavar or a Mursha. That's the Gemara. That's the other Gemara about Harsha and Lamed Gimel in Shavuos. So the Rajba in both places says, no, I think Harsha is Hakna, and I think that you can't use it for a Milva, because Milva lo tzad didn't know. But what's quite interesting, again, the Ramban is kind of a middle shita, but because of his view of Harsha, so we'll leave that out for the moment. The Ramban's view is that Harsha is kind of a hybrid of Kinyan and Shlichus. Arkava Trei Rikshi calls it, like riding on two tracks. But the Ravan is a really interesting shita. Ravan says that Harsha is certainly more than Shlichus, because it applies even once the Marsha, the appointer, in other words, dies, and yet he thinks it works the Milva. Some of that Chronim ask in the Ravan, like what happened to Milva Lotzon, didn't know. Right? That's an interesting example of all this. Modi B'miktas. So there are three issues in Modi B'miktas, just very quickly. One is, the Gemara in Shavuos has a sugya on Labetes, on base, Mem Amud Aleph. Whether, you know, when you make a taina in Modi B'miktas, is it what it's called Dafka or Stav? Like, oh, you owe me, five pieces of silver. So it's the 5 pieces of silver, or it's the value of the silver? Nafkamina, whether or not, for purposes of Modi B'miktas, the Hodah is considered to be Mimina taina or not. Does the claim dafka or stam? So the Ramban takes like a very hard line and says, well, it depends. If you're talking about pikadon, it's always dafka. If you're talking about, if the claim is about a milva, it's always stam. Not how many Benjamin Franklins and how many Alexander Hamiltons, you know, I gave you, but, you know, the aggregate amount of the money. That's Ramban's view. But the Ran, earlier, the Rambam, in Ilkhus Toein, or Gimel Halacha Ches, and the Rambam Alatar, say, no, you could have Dafka and Stam, both in Pikadon, depending on how you formulate it, and a Milva. I mean, you can relate to a Milva as a Ben, at least in the initiation of the Milva. And you can relate to Pikadon as a value. So it's an interesting question. The Rambam and the Ravid debate in Perek Gimel Halacha Yudalit Ilchus Toin V'Nitan, what about a case where you combine, where the Taina is a mixture of Pikadon and Milva, right, and you admit to one, is that called Hodah Bimina Taina and it's more of a Niktzas? Or is it just Kofra Bakol and Moda Bakol? That's, can you integrate Pikadon and Milva in a single Taina? Now these could be more of a Niktzas questions. Like how to define Taina, how to define Bimina Taina. But they also might be questions about the relationship. You know, can you ever talk about Be'en-esque aspects of Milva? Can you ever talk about Shovi aspects of Pikado? Similarly, another Mona Mixa's question, a famous one, the famous one, who learned Bamitzi in the last few years, first parrot. Go ahead, Alex, take it away. What's the issue? What other issues are in about Milva and Pikadon in Bodhi Mitzvahs? Beginning of Bab Metzia. Famous Rashi on Daf Dalet. Ring a bell or not? No? Halach. What's Halach? What's Halach?
When the woman says, oh.
I say, you owe me money.
Yeah, and I say, Halach.
The guy says, I only owe you 50.
Rashi says there, Halo, hey, Malos are yours wherever they are. I haven't spent them yet, Rashi says.
He says what?
I haven't spent the money, therefore they're yours wherever they are.
Is it a Pikadon or a Milva?
It's a Milva.
So Rashi there says you have the, right, then you have the Gra there.
With the Ran,
correct, and the Mukhe Yosef. Right? The Rashi says, the Halach, right? He says Lohu Tzeisim. Then the Gros says near the Einai of Alaran Cholik also the Kasev the Milva Lo Tzanitna, the Dafka Pikadar Nadinke. Can you have Halach? Rashi seems to say can have Halach in a Milva. And the they argue and they say can't be because Milva Lo Tzanitna. So that might even be closer to home, right? I mean, again, it could be a Halach issue. It could be a Milva Lahotzan issue. It could be, you know, has the Milva really begun if there's a Be'en there? But partly the question is, you know, certainly the relationship between Pikadon and the other. The Ran connects to the Kaddish Milva, to Rishus Lova Lahachsir, and Ones, mean to the Gemara on Mem, Zion Omid Beis in Kiddushin. Very important. Also, the Gemara Bambitzi in the beginning. The Gemara says that when it comes to Moshe, Psule Eidos, Kofar Bipikadon is Pasule Eidos, because he's a Gazlan. What about a Kofar Bimilva? Is it Pasule Eidos? Ishtamute Kamish, that's where the phrase Ishtamute Kamishtamid, you know, comes in. Right. So it's quite interesting. You might say, oh, that's a technicality. But per se, there's Gezel by Milva, right? For Kofa by Milva, if it wasn't for Ishtamute Kamishtamid, then the act of Kfira by Milva would be an act of Gezel. That's what it sounds like. So some Rishonim, they for good measure, you know, they integrate Milva Lo Tzah Nitna with Ishtamute Kamishtamid. Rashi, in the beginning of Sanhedrin, talked about it last year, right? That base, when Rashi wants to explain what's Gzelos v'chavolos, what's, you know, Hodos v'halvos. So, you know, he talks about Kofar Pikadon, you know, seems to contrast it to Milva. Well, that isn't an issue of Psuliedos, right? So again, you have to look at the Rishonim. Is it Ishtamute Kamishtamed? Is it Milva Lahotzanitna? Is there Gezel in Milva? So it could be about those questions. Kinyani Gzela, Maisa Gzela. Could very well be. Once again, to what extent do we really equate both in Psule Eidos in principle, if not for Ishtamute, and in the Hagdara of Kofar, you know, Bemilva, as an act of Gezel for purposes of Gzelos V'chavalos or Hodos V'halvos, what is the Halacha by Milva? Okay. So these are other issues to think about. Finally, the last thing I want to talk about, and then we'll move on to tonight. It'll probably take me another 5-10 minutes Thursday, but definitely most of the year will be on tonight. I want to go move very quickly in tonight. But is Yeshua the Skiris Mitzchilo V'Yatzo? That is a tricky, tricky question. Tricky issue. So, Micha, you have the Gemara just to read that? We're going to skip the intervening Gemaras, even though we've talked a little about some of the issues. But this question of Yeshua Spears and Tchila Vatsov and the Machlokas between the Rajba and Bali Tosis and Tosis Rid, right, is a very tricky issue. So I just want to get this. I'm going to do it very quickly on Thursday, but let's just get the Gemara in and the issue. Go ahead.
Okay, so.
Nema Kani Tanai.
Kivan Shasa and Mikudeshas, Divere Mayor, Vachachum Bom, Enem Mikudeshas, Achi Gia Momon Leoda. Hi Momon Eki Dami, Yilim Oso Momon, Nechal Tanakama Savara, Fibo Oso Momon Nami Lo, Ella Bimaibo, Ella Bimaibo Makacha, Ella Bimomon Acher, Vishmomino, Makash Mulas Mifuli, the Spirit of Kulayama, Yashna the Slears, Nitrila Biazo, Avimilva.
Yeah, so what are we saying? Right now we think that the Machlokas is whether Mekadosh Milva Mekudeshes. And everybody agrees that what? That Yeshna L'Schirus, right? Mitchila V'Yadzov. As we already noted, anytime we come across a different kind of a Milva, we're excited, right? Because a Milva of Necher might be different, and Milva of Ribbis Ketzutza, right, might be different. And now we're talking about, and milva pikadon might be different, right? And now we have milva of yeshno l'schiros mitchila v'adsof, right? And we're wondering, is that also different? And obviously it's highlighted by the question that Tosis asks in Bava Kamma that we already noted, and that Rashi blithely kind of just moves forward, doesn't seem concerned about at all, and that is, if you really think that you need some sort of a be'en, right, to say, you know, Mekadesh b'milva mekudeshes, even according to that manda amar, in a regular milva, where do you have that in Yeshno l'schirus mitchila v'yansot? You don't have that seemingly at all. So this is highlighting the fact that while we're calling all of these Mekadosh B'milva and being tole Mekadosh B'milva Mekudeshes Eino Mekudeshes in all these cases, it does seem that at least some of the pratim are different. Right? And the more we think that the question of Be'en and so on is kind of beside the point, or that the Be'en is just a shear in the concretization of the milva, the possibility that we would distinguish in either direction different types of milvas, even if you needed that, would be a solution. That's kind of what we were trying to suggest. Okay, so here, that's it comes from this Gemara. Yes. Okay. An interesting topic, not for right now, but there's a huge debate among the famous Ksos and the Rishonim whether how much Uman Kone Bishvach Kli is really a Kinyan in the Gufa Chayfetz, or it's like, you know, being a junior Bailin in the Chayfetz. That's a little important for us, we'll see in a few minutes. Go ahead. Ibai Seima.
Ibai Seima. The Kuli Alma Enu Makona Shvach Kli, Vyeshna L'Sliris Mitzkili V'Adzov, Makona Shmol V'Enu Mekudashas, V'Acha Ma'askinan, Kegon Chehosi V'Nofa K'mishalo. The Marsavar Milva Uprut, Daita Uprutta, Marsavar, Daita Milva.
Yeah, and this is what I mentioned before, right? Is this just mean like an Umdana or whatever? Or is this also a din, and is this even a din in the Kaddish B'Milva, maybe for the Rambam? Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, good. So this is the end of the sugya. Now there's a major, major machlokas harishonim. Right, if you held mekadesh b'milva mekudeshes, and yeshon of the skiras mitchilo v'yadsof, so when would the kiddushin be chal? Right, what's machlokas? Who argues it?
Rashi here says that the kiddushin is chal, like it's chal mafreya.
Chal mafreya from when?
From in second skiras.
From when you start the skiras or end the skiras? I mean, there could be, in theory, there could be different moments that could work here. If you hold the Kaddish Milva Mekudeshes and Yeshua Leskiris Mitchila B'Yadsov, so one possibility would be that it would be the Pruta Rishona. Right? Once you do work that adds up to a Pruta, right, why can't you be Mekadesh with that? Although most Rishonim don't seem to think that that's what's happening here, but what should be the problem? Right? In the other direction, right, if it isn't the first pruta, then maybe it's the gemar malacha, right? Because yeshu the schirus mitchila v'atzof, the actual schirus is the, one would think, is concluded by the end of the job. So maybe that would be the critical moment. Who says that? Who thinks that the critical moment is the end? The Rajba, right? But if that's really the critical moment, so then the Tosas Rid and others have an interesting question. Why does it depend on Mekadesh B'Milva being Mekudeshes or not? If the time of the Kiddushin is the end of the Malacha, why not just say that on the Makusha Acharon, on the last, Pruta, right, the Kiddushin took place? What's the difference between saying Ein l'schiros ela b'sof, right, and Yeshno l'schiros mitchilo v'ad sof, but the pruta achrona is enough to be mekadesh with? So that's a very important question, right? That's a question Tosfos Reed asks. The Rajma needs to address that question. And it sounds in the Gemara that if you hold Yeshno l'schiros, I'm sorry, if you held in the Gemara Ein L'Schiros El B'Sof, then everything would be fine and dandy, right? I don't know about the dandy part, but everything would be fine? Yeah? There wouldn't be a problem with Kaddish B'Milva, right? But if you hold like the Balei Tosas and the Tosas Rid, which is that the Kiddushin is only Chal when? Not like the Rajba, not at the Gemara Malacha, but the Hachzar is a Kli, so isn't there still a time gap? When do you owe the guy the money? Right, it sounds like you should owe him the money when you finish the Malacha. But the Kiddushin, for some reason, is only going to be Chal when you return the Kli. So even if you hold in the Schiris El Lebesof, you should hold that there's a problem with Mekadesh B'Milva. Right? Now, there is a host of questions that emerge whether you think that the Kiddushin is Bizman Achzar Sakli or Bizman Gemara Malacha. Either way, there are problems and issues. Okay, so I guess we'll have to, just going to take 5 minutes on Thursday before we start tonight. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about what the Rishonim answer to these questions, and then I want to make a suggestion to expand a little bit on the idea involved. Those are some actual tangible issues that come out of here. Things like, if you hold Yeshua the Schiris Mitchila V'Ad Sof, and there's a problem of Milva, is Milva calculated only in the unit of Prutos, or even a less than a Pruto? That's one very important issue. Number two, like, what role does Hakzara Sakli, according to those who've shown him who think that Kedusha is dependent on it, play? Right? And the biggest question that Rishonim a little allude to, but I think one could take further, and that is the Machlokas Yeshno Leskiris Mitchila V'Ad Sof or Ein Leskiris Ela B'Sof, is that a narrow Machlokas, just about, the timing of Chiyuv Skiros? Or possibly, and this is obviously what I'm going to suggest, for some, does it redefine how we look at Schirus, and especially the milva of Schirus? In which case, maybe we have a good way of answering the question, like, why is a time gap, according to the Mandamer, Ein Schirus El Lebesof, not a problem? And when there's no time gap, like the Mokosh Ha'acharon in Yeshon of the Schirus Mitchila Batsof, there is a problem. Right, those are two opposite questions, right? If the last hammer, the last nail hammered, doesn't work, but a time gap, according to the Mandamar in the Schirus El Lebesof, does work, so maybe the argument of how we calculate Schirus isn't just a calculation argument. It's an argument about how we understand Schirus. And that affects what kind of milva we're dealing with. That's what I want to get to very quickly. And then tonight on Thursday, when we finish tonight, we'll move on to Matana Masla Hatzir, and I'll start giving you some other things for Arev.